By the end of the night on Wednesday, Zach Edey will be in the NBA. Where could he go in the draft, and how did the Purdue big man get to this point? Well, let's preview it on Golden Black Radio. I'm Kyle Charters with Brian Neubert. Brian, in a moment, but first this.
Designing and building since 1968, T&W has changed the way people think about construction. T&W's three-stage approach to designing and building is unmatched throughout the construction industry. Learn more about T&W's people, passion, and projects at twdesignbuild.com.
Experience unparalleled comfort, service, and cuisine at the Whitaker Inn. This Midwestern oasis is perfect for a relaxing staycation or weekend getaway.
Escape from the ordinary at the Whitaker Inn.
On the far end of Main Street in downtown Lafayette, you'll find East End Grill. Industrial and classic, the restaurant is built like a steakhouse, but handles like a bistro. East End Grill's menu includes creative starters, simple chopped salads, burgers, fresh fish, and steaks, and the signature shrimp and grits. The staff prepares every item from scratch and emphasizes simple meals that incorporate fresh, local, and seasonal ingredients. A warm and inviting dining room features a cozy bar that includes a great selection of craft beer, inspired cocktails, and a robust and expanding wine list. Whatever your entertainment needs are, a cocktail at the bar, dinner with family, or a special event in the private dining room, the energized and attentive staff is here for you. East End Grill in downtown Lafayette, welcome to our table. When it comes to land sales, it pays to have experts in your corner. AcrePro Midwest Farm Group is your local farmland specialist. With decades of experience in Indiana agriculture, no one knows the market better. Whether you're doing a 1031 exchange or simply buying and selling farmland, your local AcrePro agent will walk the land with you and ensure the deal is done right. Visit AcrePro.com or call 765-775-6502 and talk to your local land expert today. Again, 765-775-6502. Ryan, the NBA draft is on Wednesday and on Thursday. The excitement from a Purdue perspective, though, will come in that first day as Zach Edey likely to be picked in the NBA. Probably somewhere, and maybe you can narrow it down even more, perhaps not, 7 to 20, 7 to 25. Somewhere in that wide range of the first round. But the prospects for Zach Edey as an NBA player, certainly much better as we sit right now than it was a year ago. Man, he did a lot of good in coming back, not only from Purdue's perspective, certainly in getting to the national championship game, but for himself as well.
Yes, he will be picked in the NBA, Kyle.
Breaking news.
More eloquent words have never been spoken.
Yeah.
He really helped himself by coming back this past year. You know, I think that I've written this many, many times, is that I think NBA people ought to be looking at him not as a 22-year-old who played 4 years of college basketball, but as a 22-year-old who played 4 years of college basketball, who's still only been playing basketball for like 8 or 9 years, whatever it is. And, you know, he's still learning the game and is still improving. And I think the thing with the NBA and Zach Edey now is that all of his tape, all of his body of work in college is as like a go-to guy, as like a star, as the star. And now you boil that down in the NBA to a guy who maybe can give you 4 or 5 things that can make the people around him better, that can fit into a role, that can make him one of those guys that just kind of plays for 10 years and plays for some really good teams and makes the people around him better. That's the name of the game in the NBA when you're a Zach Edey, when you're a whoever it might be, is when they put you next to a Devin Booker, or they put you next to a LeBron James, or they put you next to a Steph Curry or a Giannis, what can you do to bring out those players' value to help them? And I think Zach Edey can be a guy who can, you know, run, rebound, protect the rim a little bit, and make all his dunks. And, you know, sometimes that's all it takes. I've used the comparison a little bit here of Daniel Gafford and what he did for the Dallas Mavericks this past year after they got him at the trade deadline. The most unexceptional player probably you can think of. And he just came in, he played a role, and he helped get that team to the finals. Him and PJ Washington both late additions to that team who just fit into roles and did little things to really help Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving get that team to the finals. And that's really what somebody ought to be looking at Zach Edey as. If he goes to a good team right away, I think that'd be a better situation for him than going to a typical lottery chum bad team that's in perpetual rebuilding mode.
Yeah.
I think he's going to have that chance. I think, you know, starting at like pick 7, 8, or somewhere around there into the middle of the first round, I think is kind of his sweet spot. I've always said Memphis makes a hell of a lot of sense for him. You put him next to John Morant, Jaren Jackson Sr., Desmond Bain, Jaren Jackson Jr., sorry, I've got Jaren Sr. on the mind for some reason. That'd be a great situation for him. They need a center. The Lakers would make some sense. The Knicks, I think, would make some sense. The Knicks have 2 first-round picks, albeit in the back of the first round. I think that if he slips past those couple of picks, I've heard it suggested that people might be trading up to get him or trying to trade up to get him too. So yeah, he's going to go in the first round. I think that much is pretty much certain at this point. It's just a matter of where. But he really did help himself by coming back his senior year. He showed he can play away from the basket more. The stuff he did in pick and roll was really good. His passing has come a long way. I think he's done a better job defensively than people are going to give him credit for. And he's just a better player now and a better prospect now than he was a year ago.
It's pretty rare, isn't it, that a player comes back for their senior year and has their stock improve this dramatically? I mean, oftentimes you hear people say that, you know, once you've hit your, heck, even sophomore year, but sometimes junior year in college, then you've sort of plateaued a little bit, or at least, you know, haven't shown as much potential for growth. With Zach Edey, he is the rare player who came back for his senior year and saw his stock improve dramatically.
Well, he's a different situation. A lot of the guys, you'd say that about in the past, and it's perfectly valid. Those are guys who've been playing basketball their whole lives,
yeah,
you know, since they were 5 years old or whatever age they're getting started nowadays. Zach Edey, you know, picked up a basketball for the first time in what, high school, the start of high school, right before high school. He just hasn't had a ton of experience in the game, and it was natural for him to have a continued learning curve, even as he is back-to-back National Player of the Year. There's got to still be something there, some margins there that he can close in terms of his improvement, just as he gains more and more experience. The context now changes in terms of what I talked about before, in terms of him being more of a complimentary guy.
Yeah,
but I'm sure his experience with Team Canada is going to help him there. He's been around pros before. He's been around elite players before. It's not like he was the go-to guy on those Team Canada teams. So NBA teams are going to figure out how his maturation as a basketball player, as it continues, how that's going to kind of dovetail with this new role he's going to be playing at the NBA level. I don't want to be reductive about what he can do at the NBA level. For all we know, he could become a guy who's a scorer one day, who's a legitimate scorer, who's somebody you run offense through, somebody who can run pick and roll at the NBA level. I don't see why he can't be. But I think in the short term, I think what you look at is the little things, the rebounding, the, you know, running the floor, the physicality, the high percentage offense when you're the fourth or fifth option on the floor, you know, stuff like that. But no, he's still got, I'm sure he's still got some upside remaining in him just because he hasn't played basketball very long. So I think he's a bit of an outlier in the sense of that typical way of looking at guys is that if they spend 4 years in college, there must be something wrong with them, that they didn't get out after year two or something like that. I think it's just different with Edey.
I saw someone on Twitter, and it had to be legitimate because it was on Twitter. Everyone that has a X account is a legitimate person, but called him the best screener in the NBA draft. Probably an undervalued quality, but in the NBA, it's not. I mean, if you can go out there and get guys open, that's a pretty big deal.
That's a big part of a lot of that little stuff I'm talking about in terms of the little things you do to make the people around you better.
Yeah.
And he's an elite screener. And one of the things he did this past year to really, really help himself was show more of that, playing more in pick and roll with Braden Smith and things like that. That's such an important part of NBA basketball. The guards are so good that sometimes it's just a matter of just letting them work and having big guys who can compliment them and play with them and get them space and finish when they get to the basket and things like that is just really, really valuable and something nobody looks at. Something nobody really takes into consideration when they're sitting here talking about NBA draft prospects. Yeah. I don't mean NBA people. NBA people obviously look at that, but in terms of the court of public opinion about draft prospects, nobody ever talks about how, hey, he's a hell of a screener, you know?
Yeah.
So whichever random Twitter account you're talking about is on top of it. He's somebody who knows something, or she. I don't know who it was, but it certainly wasn't one of our little blue check mark friends who are just there to troll.
The only new followers I pick up these days are high school athletes, which is cool. You can follow me. I have no influence on Purdue nor on your recruitment. Sex bots and crypto bots. And I don't even know what crypto is. I have no idea. I don't know what crypto is. I don't really care.
No. That's kind of modern Twitter. crime war guy, porno bots and crypto bots, political ads.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, not everybody who gets drafted is a star. You need those role guys, especially in that 10 to 20 spot. I mean, it's not, you know, I know the stars, I should say. I don't even know all the stars, but as a sort of arm's length NBA guy these days. But you need those guys in that 10 to 20 area who can be productive in short spurts, whether that is, I mean, heck, he could be a guy that averages 10 points in 16 minutes off the bench, because those guys are highly valuable still in the NBA for sure.
Yeah, I think people view lottery picks as like they've got to be stars to hit. That's not even remotely true. I think if you get a guy who can help you win, if you get a guy who can play in the league for a decade, if you get a guy who can, you know, just play in the league for 6-7 good years, whatever it might be, that's a hit. From an individual perspective, if you get in the league, if you get in the retirement program, if you get to your second contract, you've won. Like, it's not, you have to be Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or bust. It's,
yeah,
you're just a good, serviceable NBA player. You are worth the pick for the franchise. You have made it personally. And I think that's the situation Zach Edey's going to be in here, where he's going to find a situation where he can help somebody win right away. He can have an opportunity to prove himself, prove his value as one of those guys who can, you know, he may have to bounce around to the course of his career. That's kind of the nature of it. But I think he's a guy who can be a long-term pro, who can get to that second contract, you know, who can play in the league for quite a while. If all those things happen, you know, I don't know who's going to play him in the movie, but it's a hell of a story.
Yeah, very few could, I think. How much does it, if at all, help Purdue that he'll be drafted and it could become a rotational guy? I mean, obviously, Purdue has developed a reputation for having All-America level big men, but that has not necessarily translated to those players turning into impact players in the NBA. Does it matter to Purdue that it has a guy here in Zach Edey who not only became that guy, became National Player of the Year times two, but then also could go on to become a guy who is known and plays and has a role in the NBA?
Well, I think it probably helps your brand. I don't know if you necessarily need to recruit a different level of player from out of high school. Yeah. I think you're doing just fine as is. And I would make the argument, and this is kind of a theoretical debate here, but it was something when Purdue was recruiting Flory Badunga that came to mind, was like, you do such a good job developing these big guys. Like, does it suit you to get these one or two year guys that are going to be out before you even get the best of them?
Yeah,
I think you're better off getting those 3 and 4 year guys then you are getting those, you know, one and done type guys. A lot of people would argue with me. I'm quite certain talent always wins, but look what Purdue just did with a team full of guys who are, who built continuity, who played together for a long period of time. And it certainly can't hurt. I think Purdue has to, it would help Purdue to have some guys in the NBA be, you know, players. You know, Jaden Ivey's their, is he their only NBA guy right now on an active roster?
Yes.
Yeah, I still think he's got a good chance to, you know, be a pretty good pro, but it would help, you know, Purdue from a perception perspective.
Yeah.
You know, for a couple of these guys to hit and show Purdue's not just a place for really good college players, but also aspiring pros. But I think you're doing great with what you're doing right now. And
right,
to be honest with you, I don't know if you need, you know, that sort of bump. You never turn it down when you can get it. But I think as you kind of get into these 2026 and 2027 classes, the more momentum you have, the better. But I don't think you're going out there recruiting guys to your NBA pedigree.
Right.
Or anything like that. I think you're recruiting them to, you know, be part of Purdue and to win a hell of a lot of games at the college level. So it's kind of a multi-layered topic here.
Right.
One I could probably talk about for more time than we have available to us right now.
Yeah, I need to take my time here and go pick up my KFC bucket before the NBA draft on Wednesday. So I need a little prep time.
I wonder if they'll have those commercials playing during the draft.
I would imagine so. I've not actually seen one. I've not seen one on TV yet. I've just seen them on the internet.
I just got an email from the person who's, I guess, marketing the KFC commercials. I have to read it. I don't know what they want me to write about, but but
this chicken is really good.
What a perfect what a perfect marketing campaign.
That's good.
Yep.
All right. Enjoy the draft. Thank you.
I'm not getting drafted.
No, I know, but you'll be watching. It is more relevant to you than me because you're covering it and I'm just watching.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Yep. Bye.
At Purdue Federal Credit Union, it's about a relationship. A relationship that goes where you go. Wherever you are in life, a relationship that's committed to free financial wellness resources, lower fees, and innovative digital banking solutions. Because we believe in people helping people. Let's build your financial future together. Purdue Federal Credit Union, your trusted financial partner for life. Federally insured by NCUA.
That'll do it for our podcast for this week. If you like the podcast, be sure to subscribe by searching Gold and Black Radio on your favorite podcast app. And feel free to rate us 5 stars. Leave us a comment as well. For Brian Newbert, I'm Kyle Charters. Thanks for listening. This is Gold and Black Radio.